The Guardian.
What the research which goes on the show at the Venice Biennale shows is that Britain is actually building the smallest houses in Western Europe. Essentially, it's a show about British housing, and one room there will investigate why Britain is building such small accommodation. The room sizes rank us 15th out of 15 countries, whereas some of the other countries, such as Greece and Denmark, provide houses which are almost twice as large on average than in the UK.
Now, what are the effects of living in cramped conditions such as those that many people have to put up with in the UK?
Well, one of the things that people complain about is, you know, difficulties with their family, if the kids have got nowhere to play. Some people even talk about, catching more illnesses, especially if there's lots of children in the family. And also simple difficulties with, not being able to sleep as well because maybe a washing machine has to operate in a bedroom, or overcrowding in kitchens, which simply makes cooking and living well and living properly quite difficult. And Shelter, the housing charity, has done a study on this, and they found that when they surveyed 500 families living in overcrowded conditions, that at least 86% of them felt that someone in their family was suffering from some kind of depression, anxiety or stress.
And you spoke to one young mother, Robert, who was living in conditions such as you've just described.
That's right. This young woman's called Sonia Donovan. She's 23 years old and lives in Plymouth.
I've got a kitchen, which is very small. I mean, I've got my freezer on the landing and my tumble dryer downstairs. With my washing, I've got to go all the way downstairs, out to the back. I've got to share it, though, with my downstairs neighbour. My bedroom, I've got my bed, my son's bed, cupboard, baby's cot. You know, I ain't got no room for nothing.
And what are the problems that having such a small place cause?
Well, it causes me stress, depressed, and I feel like homeless, really, because, you know, my son ain't got his own room or nothing.
And space is actually about to get even tighter for Sonia, because shortly after I spoke to her, she actually went into labour with her second child.
Well, best of luck, Sonia, with that. How long have developers been building houses with smaller and smaller rooms? I mean, you know, if you go back sort of 100 years, were our rooms smaller than the Danes?
No, in fact, if you go back that far, and Edwardian mansion blocks, for example, experts say that the accommodation in a, say, two-bedroom flat in one of those was as large as a three- or four-bedroom new-build house today. So there has been a steady decline in the space standards in British housing. And part of that, of course, has been because of the boom, and house builders have been able to offload ever smaller and smaller units. So in terms of there being light at the end of the tunnel, maybe the current housing conditions are going to encourage house builders to produce something a little bit more spacious, a little bit more pleasant, that will attract consumers back in to buying their product.
And are any of our politicians going to help that become reality?
Well, yes, it seems that both politicians at a national level and at a local level are getting interested in this now. Yesterday, the national government said that it would allow people to extend their homes through loft conversions or through extensions to a limited degree without planning permission. So that makes getting that bit of extra room a little bit easier. And also Boris Johnson, the Mayor of London, has said that he thinks it's shameful that the room sizes in the capital are some of the smallest in Western Europe. And so he's looking at reintroducing space standards, which in fact the Conservatives abolished back in 1981.
Robert, many thanks. For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.